Billy, I want you to take these 7 sermons of mine, go out, preach them, and win souls to Christ. With this very unusual and unselfish request, there was launched one of the most fruitful chapters in the annals of American evangelism. Billy's pastor had felt the Lord's prompting to encourage the young man who ran the church's inquiry room to preach. The godly minister equipped him with these initial sermons and sent him out to evangelize. Only eternity will reveal the results of this pastor's words that day. For the young man from the inquiry room was powerfully used of the Lord over the following years to bring more than 1 million listeners to Christ. The young man's name was Billy Sunday. Yet the profound influence of Billy Sunday's pastor did not end with this baseball player turned evangelist. The pastor also had an important role in the spiritual growth of another dynamic Christian of his day. A businessman who regularly attended the church where Billy Sunday was commissioned developed such an intense desire to serve God through his business that he supplied the supporting materials and leadership to lead thousands more into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. His name was John Wanamaker. God used the humble minister to assist others as well, who went on to reap bountiful harvests of faith. One of these was a well-known evangelistic song leader. While working side by side with the musician,